From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Demonstrators took to the streets across America Sunday to protest President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. Friday's order temporarily bans immigration from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. On Saturday, a judge ordered the government not to deport people who have valid visas or to detain anyone with approved refugee status. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with the judge's order. But reports from federal authorities indicated at least 170 people had been detained at U.S. airports since Friday. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says he believes admitting lawful permanent residents into the United States is in the country's national interest and does not go against the provisions of the executive order. All of this has caused some confusion among travelers, and lawmakers of both parties are calling for changes in the order. Here is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, I think it's a good idea to tighten the vetting process, but I also think it's important to remember that some of our best sources in the war against radical Islamic terrorism are Muslims, both in this country and overseas.
Senator McConnell appeared on ABC News Sunday. The president issued a statement Sunday saying that America will continue to show compassion to those fleeing oppression while protecting its own citizens. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway denied that the president's order targets Muslims. For more, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.